Volunteering America is an annual study.
We have found that volunteering is core to who we are as Americans.
Heather Peeler is a spokeswoman for the Corporation for National and Community Service, CNCS, the federal agency that conducted the study.
What we have found is that volunteers are working with youth through mentoring and tutoring. More than a quarter of volunteers are helping nonprofit organizations raise needed funds. And one out of five volunteers are giving what we call sweat hours, the general labor that's needed to help nonprofit organizations run.
The U.S. has a long tradition of volunteering, as opposed to many European countries where government is pervasive and provides most of basic services, like free daycare for children and comprehensive medical care. In addition, recent cuts in the budgets of many U.S. states have made volunteering even more essential. Peeler says last year American volunteers provided services valued at nearly $173 billion. Utah ranked number one among the U.S. states. Among cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul in Minnesota led the way.
The people in our communities in the greater Twin Cities say, we're not just going to complain about a problem, we're going to do something to help solve it.
Kathy Saltzman is executive director of the Minnesota Education Corps. More than 900 members of this organization donate a year, without pay, to help improve children's literacy.
If children cannot read by third grade, they have such overwhelming obstacles to overcome in order to be successful. Because first you learn to read, and then after third grade, you read to learn.
Minnesota Education Corps also recruits volunteers. Mike Janal is 51 years old. He dedicates an hour a day, 5 days a week, to tutoring children.
We get to the school and the kids come into a classroom where it's one-on-one interaction. There is a set story for the child to read, and we are doing any corrections and basically tracking the student's progress and comprehending the stories. We ask specific questions regarding the story. And also, we are checking them for how many words per minute they have, benchmarking throughout the school year.
Janelle and his wife have the time to volunteer. Their kids are grown.
We're not chasing our kids and their activities now, and we definitely have more time to devote to the community. We are involved in feeding the seniors here in town. This weekend, we're picking apples for the food bank from a donated apple orchard.
Janelle belongs to the older generation of Americans known for their volunteering. But the Volunteering America report says people born between 1965 and 1981, known as Generation X, volunteered more time in 2010 than ever before, contributing 2.3 billion hours. And young adults, partly due to social networking, are becoming more active as well. Quinn Gardner is 25 years old. She's a volunteer coordinator at AmeriCorps, the national service organization. Her focus is disaster relief. Her volunteers are currently helping residents of Joplin, Missouri, recover from a devastating tornado earlier this year.
Some of my team's been down here since day one. So in the events of disasters, we specialize in volunteer management, donations management, as well as direct services, helping homeowners gain access to their homes by removing trees, tarping roofs, creating safe environments.
Gardner says young people volunteer for many reasons.
I think a lot of people come out for the experience to help someone else give back and find themselves in the process.
CNCS spokeswoman Heather Peeler says she hopes the Volunteering America study will provide officials and nonprofit groups with the information they need to mobilize more Americans to help meet pressing needs. For producer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington. Okay, this is Marissa Melton narrating Faiza El-Masri's Volunteering America piece. I'll give you the intro in 3, 2, 1. Every day, in every American community, volunteers give their time and talent to help others and solve problems. According to a new government report, 26.8 million adults gave 8.1 billion hours through organizations in 2010. Faiza El-Masri tells us more about the activities volunteers do in their communities and why Americans volunteer. Okay. Text in 3, 2, 1. Volunteering America is an annual study. Heather Peeler is a spokeswoman for the Corporation for National and Community Service, CNCS, the federal agency that conducted the study. The U.S. has a long tradition of volunteering, as opposed to many European countries, where government is pervasive and provides most of basic services, like free daycare for children and comprehensive medical care. In addition, recent cuts in the budgets of many U.S. states have made volunteering even more essential. Peeler says last year American volunteers provided services valued at nearly $173 billion. Utah ranked number one among the U.S. states. Among cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul in Minnesota led the way. Kathy Saltzman is executive director of the Minnesota Education Corps. More than 900 members of this organization donate a year, without pay, to help... I'm going to do that again. Kathy Saltzman is executive director of the Minnesota Education Corps. More than 900 members of this organization... Try three. Kathy Saltzman is executive director of the Minnesota Education Corps. More than 900 members of this organization donate each year, without pay, to help improve children's literacy. Minnesota Education Corps also recruits volunteers. Mike Janal is 51 years old. He dedicates an hour a day, 5 days a week, to tutoring children. Janelle and his wife have the time to volunteer. Their kids are grown. I'll do that again because I scratched the page. Janelle belongs to the older generation of Americans known for their volunteering. But the Volunteering America report says people born between 1965 and 1981, known as Generation X, volunteered more time in 2010 than ever before, contributing 2.3 billion hours. And young adults, partly due to social networking, are becoming more active as well. Quinn Gardner is 25 years old. She's a volunteer coordinator at AmeriCorps, the national service organization. Her focus is disaster relief. Her volunteers are currently helping residents of Joplin, Missouri, recover from a devastating tornado earlier this year. I'll do that sentence again. Her volunteers are currently helping residents of Joplin, Missouri, recover from a devastating tornado earlier this year. Gardner says young people volunteer for many reasons. CNCS spokeswoman Heather Peeler says she hopes the Volunteering America study will provide officials and nonprofit groups with the information they need to mobilize more Americans to help meet pressing needs. One more time. CNCS spokeswoman Heather Peeler says she hopes the Volunteering America study will provide officials and nonprofit groups with the information they need to mobilize more Americans to help meet pressing needs. For producer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. I forget if the sign-off includes Washington or not. Here's a second take. For producer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington. There you go. Hope that's all right.